It's not so much about making repairs, or at least there's a different way of looking at what repair might actually be. You have to recognize, first of all, that as human beings, we're all going to make mistakes. There can be, and there's meant to be, a benefit and a blessing in that, in the form of learning. The first step, I guess, in the learning is to recognize and acknowledge and take on that what we're calling a mistake has been made. The learning that's supposed to emerge from that is learn from that to do things in a different way. Now, sometimes that can include, you know, like in 12-step programs, you know, making amends to the person. That's helpful. But beyond that, what it's supposed to produce is learning and growth and living our life in a different way. And that way, if we do that, it's not really a mistake, or, you know, there's this term for it that we use a lot, it's called making the right mistake. There are some things that apparently we can't learn any other way. And making the mistake and living the consequences and applying ourselves to learn the lesson. And that produces a lot of peace and benefit for the person who's made the mistake, and also, of course, benefits everybody around them. If the person is alive and available, and it can be a good thing to talk to them in a way that you're recognizing that some violation has occurred, express your regret, ask for forgiveness, and make a promise that that's not going to happen again. That's very good. And of course, sometimes that person isn't available for one way or another, but it's a good thing to do. And if the person isn't available, you can seek forgiveness from yourself. But the main thing is that, making mistakes and observing the consequences to you and others is meant to be an instrument or a process in our learning and growth. And, as human beings, everybody's got to do this. It also helps to keep a sense of humor about it. You know, like, I can't believe I really did that. So there's the humor, you see, which is good.